Hey, 30 years ago today, TV watchers met one of America's most enduring families, The Simpsons.
Hold on, all of you. There's no need to slurp your soup so loudly.
She's right, you little slobs.
Let's try a little dignity around here.
Okie dokie, Mom.
Marge, Homer, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, The Simpsons began their existence just filling time. They appeared in 48 little filler segments on the sketch comedy program The Tracey Ullman Show, and they were different from The Simpsons we know today.
At first, they were what we call bumpers that went between The Tracey Ullman Show and the commercial breaks.
That is Maureen Furness. She teaches animation at the California Institute of the Arts. We were talking to her on Skype.
The Simpsons were very quick little segments that were united by some particular theme. One that stands out in my mind is the burping contest. The kids are drinking sodas and belching, and poor Marge is trying to get them to stop.
Bart, are you burping again?
Maybe.
What is it with this burping?
It's fun.
I absolutely forbid burping in this household.
How's it going, everybody? Oops, pardon my French.
No, Steve, stop. We are not having a burping contest in here. Now, the animation back then, the animation way back then, it was cruder than it would become. The characters, I mean, they almost looked scribbled. They were the creation of a newspaper cartoonist, Matt Groening. His comic strip, Life in Hell, featured a neurotic rabbit, his illegitimate son, and their gay friends.
Everybody was very eager to see what Matt Groening was going to do with animation. And The Simpsons made a new bar for TV animation, especially things that were much more crude humor. When The Simpsons came out, people were so worried about the crude behavior, but they didn't, you know, have any idea that things like South Park or Beavis and Butthead were on the horizon and would be much more outrageous in a lot of ways.
Don't shove Maggie. She's just a little baby.
Don't hit your little sister. She's a girl.
Keep your hands off him, Homer.
Apology accepted, Homer. I forgive you, too, if you use a breath mint.
Are you lost?
Homer and Bart have had a chokehold on television ever since they got their own show in 1989. Sometimes they're kind of profound, literary, and they're now the longest-running situation comedy in television history, real or animated.